Finance for small associations. Every association has a responsibility to its members and the public to maintain accurate financial books and records. Accounting information falls into two general categories: financial accounting, which provides information for external review, and management accounting, which provides information to organizations' managers. The association manager is often referred to as the executive director or chief staff officer, and is responsible for the association's financial health and management. This person must understand the fundamentals of accounting principles and how they relate to the association. Some associations decide to hire accounting staff, while others use outside accounting firms. It is the responsibility of the association manager to understand what these individuals do and why. The association manager is responsible for ensuring internal financial controls are in place and followed, ensuring the information provided to board members is accurate and has enough details so that appropriate decisions can be made, keeping the association up to date on accounting requirements as outlined in legislation. Items 1 and 2 will be discussed a little later on. First, let's talk about legislation requirements. There are various legislation requirements for not-for-profits, whether incorporated or not. Association managers and board members should be aware of them. These legislations include Bill C-4, which outlined reporting obligations for federally incorporated not-for-profits. Information on the Act can be found at the Corporations Canada's website, www.corporationscanada.ic.gc.ca. If an association is incorporated provincially, they must comply with that particular province's Business Corporations Act. For associations that are not incorporated, it is recommended that the provisions set out in Section 117 of the Corporations Act be followed as a minimum, and that proper accounting records be kept of all financial transactions. These must include all sums of money received and disbursed, and the nature of the receipts and disbursements, all sales and purchases, all assets and liabilities, and all other transactions affecting the financial position of the association. Finally, in terms of legislation, associations must file a federal income tax return and, if applicable, GST, HST, and PST returns. They must also remit the appropriate payroll payments, including income tax, employment insurance, and Canada pension contributions. A best practice that associations may wish to follow is the establishment of a finance committee. The finance committee is not responsible for the financial administration of the association, but they are responsible for reviewing and recommending budgets, recommending financial policies to the board, helping the board understand the financials and their fiduciary responsibility, and comparing the actual expenditures to the budget. If there's no financial committee in place, these responsibilities will be the association manager's. Now let's talk about ensuring internal financial controls are in place. If they don't already have one, associations should consider purchasing a computerized accounting system. It is an efficient and reliable method of recording association assets, liabilities, revenue, and expenditures. Accrual accounting is a method of accounting that records all transactions as they occur. It is the only method that allocates transactions and events to the proper periods. It gives an accurate representation of the financial position and the results of the organization's operations. For these reasons, it is recommended as the best practice. An association's chart of accounts must be sufficiently detailed to meet internal and external reporting requirements. The association manager needs to be comfortable with the chart of accounts and confident that he will give the financial information required to make sound decisions. The Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants, CICA, recommends that Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or GAAP, be utilized for external reporting. Internally, associations are required to meet the needs of the board of director. But in order to ensure administrative control, it is recommended that an association adopt accrual accounting in accordance with GAAP for internal as well as external reporting purposes. Separation of duty means having more than one person required to complete a task. This helps an organization ensure protections are in place against fraud and error. A traditional example of separation of duties is the requirement of two signatures on a check. Lastly, we will discuss the importance of ensuring the information provided to board members is accurate and has enough details so the appropriate decisions can be made. An association's financial statements consist of the following: the balance sheet, which provides a snapshot or a statement of the association's financial position. It contains all of the assets the association has, resources, its liabilities or obligations, and the members' equity, balance of funds or surplus. The Statement of Revenue and Expenditures, also known as the Statement of Income or Profit and Loss Statement, shows the activity of the association during a specific period of time. It reports on the association's profitability. The statement is segregated by different types of income and expenses, organized by object or project or function, usually compared by similar items of income and expenses for preceding periods for comparative purposes. The statement of changes in financial position, which accounts for the changes between the two balance sheets in terms of cash, basically it illustrates how well the association handles this cash. For some associations, especially smaller ones, where there are only current assets and liabilities, it is not necessary to prepare the statement because it would not be meaningful. Notes to accompany the financial statements are essential to understanding the statements in terms of fair representation. Some examples of notes are key accounting policies specific to the association, a description of how the association is incorporated, details pertaining to investment, restrictions, obligation, reserves, acquisitions of assets, etc. Schedules or other additional information are sometimes used for internal review. These provide details pertaining to certain special activities, such as annual convention, which can provide a greater understanding to the reader. The budget is a financial plan specifically outlining how much money an organization expects to take in income, and how much it expects to spend to meet its predetermined goals, expenses. It is frequently the key measure of the effectiveness of an organization. When creating a budget, the association manager or the finance committee should try to be accurate as possible, but it's important to note that depending on the nature of the association, anticipated revenues may change, and more often than not, unanticipated expenses arise. An association must accept that certain line items in the budget may vary and change throughout the course of the year. One strategy that can be adopted to help offset the overall effect of these unanticipated changes is to underestimate revenue, err on the side of conservative, and overestimate expenses, err on the side of being a pessimist. The role of the financial manager or finance committee is to explain to the board the reasons for the differences between what was budgeted versus what actually occurred and provide recommendations as necessary. In conclusion, the financial management of an association is a critical area for the association manager and is one that requires understanding and leadership. With the knowledge of essential principles of both financial and management accounting, an association manager can work towards identifying areas to improve performance, such as removing non-value-added work, identifying the costs and benefits of current processes and alternate processes to reduce the cost of transactions, processing, and eliminating costly rework, conducting benchmarking studies to identify best practices, developing integrated information systems using technology to reduce time, effort, cost, and complexity, and creating an analytical measurement and reporting system to forecast and monitor productivity, costs, and trends, and using this to provide financial advice to support strategic decision-making.